Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. I hid who I really was until one day when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm a reporter at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome back to Supergirl Talk. This is your host, Jesus Heredia. Tonight, we are talking about The Martian Chronicles. Yes, one of those exciting episodes that aired back in February 6, 2017. Ratings for Supergirl at this point did jump 10 points, so kudos to the Girl of Steel, as they like to refer her. We are talking about Season 2, Episode 11, The Martian Chronicles. We are live right now for the next couple of minutes, so please call in at 646-668-2311. We have our first caller here from area code 239. Who is this?
It's your DC Comics brother from this another mother. What's up, Jesus? It's Matt from Florida.
Hey, Matt. How's it going, sir?
Oh, not much, and thanks, man, for being patient with me. I mean, it's good to be back.
No worries.
Wow. The Martian Chronicles? Oh, my God. That was
pretty epic,
really,
right?
Yeah. And then Miss Martian, finally, and then, with the White Martians, I mean, that was freaky. And then,
they're pretty scary, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah. And the very end of the episode when Mon-El and Kara finally were about to kiss and
right.
They mixed up Pitalik.
Pitalik, yeah.
I mean, I was like going, about time, you guys. I mean, Kara finally's got herself a boyfriend. I know we got to wait to get caught up.
Oh,
especially on the Flash.
Matt, I think you're ahead of one of us. That's the Luthers episode, which is the next one after this one.
Okay, Luthers. Yeah, that was a good one,
yeah.
Too. But, yeah, Martian Chronicles.
Martian,
it was great.
Let me read the quick synopsis of Martian Chronicles, and then we'll talk about it. All right, John starts following McGann so as to protect her. Emmerich, her former mate, comes to Earth with orders to take her back to Mars for execution and gives her 2 hours to surrender before he goes after her friends. Fearful, John decides to bring her to the DEO for protection. The real McGann shows up, revealing the other one to be a Armek in disguise, forcing John to put the DEO into lockdown. Assuming Wynn's identity, Armek fixes the reactor in time and... Armek initiates a meltdown in the building's nuclear reactor, while another white Martian posing as Alex ambushes Kara. John and Megan free the real Wynn and Alex and confront Armek, killing him with a metal pole. Wynn fixes the reactor in time, and Alex helps Kara subdue the other Martian. Afterwards, Megan informs John that she intends to return to her home planet in order to reform her people. Encouraged by Alex and Kara, tries to ask Mon-El on a date, only to find that he already has a relationship with Eve. All right, so there you go. That was The Martian Chronicles.
That one. Okay.
Very heavy on the Martian side this time. Well,
yeah.
What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, you
we like more Martian,
really
right?
Heavy. I love more Martian. I mean, I love McGann.
Yeah.
I mean, the actress who plays her,
yeah,
so good.
Great
I mean,
casting on that.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see a Martian Manhunter TV show. I mean, that would be amazing.
That'd be great.
A King Titans show with Miss Martian in it. I mean, this actress is meant to play Miss Martian.
Yeah.
And, like, now Sean has become a father to her. I mean, I just love seeing that father-daughter relationship at that very end, that final moment when Magan decides to return to Mars. I mean, I hope she comes back.
Right.
I mean, I would love to see her on the next year Fortnite crossover. I mean, it would be
Yeah, I agree.
With the Fortnite crossover, they could fight the White Martians, or I'm hoping it could be...
I'm sure they could squeeze her in, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would love for the Fortnite crossover next year to be Brainiac. How sick would that be? I mean, there's so many villains they can put on Supergirl and Cadmus. I mean, the whole thing with Cadmus right now, I'm still not buying that very much. I mean, I don't like the Cadmus.
Yeah, they're trying to do it like Argus, you know, like with Arrow has Argus.
Yeah.
They're trying to do something
like
that, but is it really working here?
No, not really. It's kind of stupid. I mean, I want them to go into more like hardcore DC on what they did on Smallville. I mean, we need to get Brainiac onto the show. If they did Brainiac before on Smallville, they could do it on...
Yeah, they could do it here, too. And then that way they could bring the other Superman in it, too.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Have them both go at it with Brainiac.
Yeah. All right, back to the Martian Chronicles.
Okay, yeah.
And I loved it. When, like, at that one scene when they were, like, testing the fire around them on who it is, first it was that one agent, and then it was Wynn. And
yeah.
That one scene when it was Alex, oh, my God. John goes, the other Martian,
I know.
Alex.
I was surprised. I was surprised that Alex and Wynn were decoys, you know, of the white Martians in disguise. I was totally blown away.
Me too. And then, like, that one scene before when they could tell it's not the right Martian, I loved it when the fake McGann goes, you humans are so dumb. And then a big epic fight comes between the evil McGann against Sean. I mean, it was truly great. I mean, I loved it. And, man, Wonder Woman trailer was amazing. I'm sorry, I just have to bring that up.
Yes.
I love
it. Oh, that's all right. Yeah, we love that Wonder Woman trailer. Okay, so let me give you my favorite scenes of this week's episode, The Martian Chronicles. We already talked about it a little. It was the deception of the white Martians disguising themselves as Alex and Wynn. And it was, like I said before, it was totally shocked, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot. They are shapeshifters just like John and Mian.
So why
couldn't they? I totally forgot about that.
They could have easily turned into Kara. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean,
I wonder how he feels like when he changed into Kara, you know, wearing a dress and all that. That would have been funny.
Yeah, I remember rewatching those a few months back.
Right.
Yeah, I really like this episode, especially that end there where he I'm sorry I missed the podcast for the other one. Didn't I call it in on We Can Be Heroes?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I don't know if I did it. Oh, okay, yeah. After Kara found out that Jimmy is Guardian. That also I'm not buying.
Yeah, we
talked
about
cool.
that. Yeah.
I'm not buying him as Guardian. I mean, they need to look back on that story because...
Yeah,
I mean,
it's kind of weird that Jimmy Olsen suits up now.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I like the thing right now that's between her and Mon-El. I mean, but the whole thing with Jimmy and Kara, I think that's just ended. I mean, okay, the writers can just say, all right, we're done with James. The actor can go away.
Yeah, but you know, they're going to need someone for her to fall back on when this Mon-El doesn't work out.
I know, but I think
they're just saving Jimmy for another rainy day.
Yeah, I know. That's we know we had those moments a lot in Smallville, but man, this episode
is
awesome. Yeah, we had all those drama moments in Smallville, and now I don't get why Alex and Maggie are together. I mean, that's just, it's nice sometimes, but it's just kind of weird. when you see them.
Yeah,
together.
There's no need for it.
No, I mean, I wish Supergirl would go back to the way it used to. I mean, from start to finish. I mean, these episodes are great. I mean, like, they show the DEO. They're not showing her fight any bad guys that much anymore. I mean, I'm still going to watch it. It's just that I miss the way things were back in season one. I mean, I'm sure season three will kick up a notch, but I...
You have to remember, you know, they were on CBS, so they probably had a bigger budget than CW.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they kind of pulled back.
Yeah, but still, I think truly the best CW show right now that's my number one favorite, I have to say it, is The Flash.
There you go.
Say it. The Flash.
And that's a great segue, Matt, because coming up next is The Flash Talk on our podcast here.
Cool.
Matt, do you have any final words on The Martian Chronicles on Supergirl?
No, not much. I just thought it was a very solid, awesome episode. I especially loved the scenes when John was watching over, trying to think. Oh, I did like the scene when it was John and McGunn fighting that crazy Martian at the end there. I mean,
they worked together really well. Yeah, they worked together really well in the stunt.
And then when she goes, this form's beautiful. I love that line. I mean, she is just truly a great actress.
Exactly.
A big shout out goes out to my good friends, John, Samantha, and Janet. So.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt, from Florida, for always calling in. You're the best.
No problem.
You're the best. And again,
I
you are the DC fan number one.
Oh, you kidding me? I love DC shows. And there's also shout out who loves DC. My good friend Annie, she loves The Flash, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow, because we talk about it a lot.
Well, tell her hi from all of us here at Supergirl Talk. And
cool.
We'll talk to you next time on Supergirl Talk. All right, Matt, have a good night.
All right, bye. Bye.